Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right, let's move on to other things innovative. Talking about pressure, Chant du Plessis, Head of Digital and Emerging Tech at Synthesis Software Technologies. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm a bit tired, but doing okay.
How's your pressure? How's your water pressure?
Well, pressure has been crazy, but I think right. I've reached that state where I'm just too tired to care too much. So.
too tired to care.
But I could do with a shower now.
Right, exactly. Well, don't go to Glenhazel because you're not going to find one in that area. Okay, so talk to me about tech. I mean, this is incredible. You walk around here, you see a lot going on in terms of people trying to be innovative, solve problems that we are facing in the world. We often take for granted the tech that has changed the world, and especially in the last 20 years. If I had to ask you, what do you see as groundbreaking or life-altering tech? What is it?
Sure. What a question.
Especially after you haven't slept.
Yeah, for
the
sure.
Last, sometime on Wednesday.
I think groundbreaking tech is things that make old ways obsolete, and we often say disruptive, and I think that word is correct because that's what it is. It is, a lot of people are disrupted by it, businesses are disrupted by it, so that's probably the definition. If you think about what those are, it's probably the common things that people would name, like the internet is definitely one, cell phones, and adding mobility. And if I could just speak to one of the effects there that I have just thought about is this whole demand culture I see in my kids. You know, they're used to things being there immediately. And I think it's very difficult for them to cope with real life where things aren't immediate. And for me, you know, that technology is so disruptive that it is just, you can't predict the effect of it.
So it's tech that is reflecting a on-demand culture. And one obviously feeds the other, because the more we provide it, the more we provide the ability to have an on-demand Netflix where we can watch the whole series when we choose to and not wait until Tuesday night every week. The more we provide that, the more we demand that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it snowballs.
Yeah, it snowballs, absolutely. And then, you know, old things that – I take old games. It took a while to complete. And I can see with my kids, like, they're not too interested in that.
That's so interesting.
That they need that demand.
I remember playing Risk for 3 hours or four hours in an afternoon.
Yeah, and like you say, now we don't make those games anymore because it doesn't cultivate, doesn't capture your imagination. You can think of marketing. Our marketing has changed. You can't have a long article and reach a lot of people easily with a message. You now have to think, how do I compact this message very
and
short?
And how do I grab their attention, because they haven't got a lot of attention space?
Yes, exactly. So I think, you know, technology that's really innovative will disrupt in ways like this.
So in a way, it's a good thing and a bad thing. I mean, I guess with like everything, there's the positives and the negatives around it.
Absolutely. Yeah, there is always a positive and negative. And the hackathon that we're doing here, I think what's great about it is we think only about the positives, and it's inspiring. And I think a lot of technology is just taken for granted, how much it's changed our lives. Like I take just being able to message my wife whenever, you know, where are you?
That's true.
And
that's true.
That used to be pretty difficult before then. And that's
great. You'd wait for her. You'd have to leave a message, you know, at work or at home, wait for her to either pick up the message or happen just to be there to answer. So things like that change. So you're heading up the hackathon here, and you're looking at the different ideas. How did the ideas come about? How do you get to the ideas and decide what the 15 teams are doing?
So what we try and do is we try and do it collaboratively. So we find a way that everyone can talk about ideas together. And for us, it was as simple as a WhatsApp group. And what happens is, again, a snowball. So someone says something and another one says, hey, yeah, you could do it like this. Or you could do it like that. Like, for example, we started by talking about what can we do with ordering ingredients for online to just for like your whole week's meals. Mm. And people said, hey, that's a good idea. What about taking a picture of your fridge? And it automatically picks up all the missing ingredients and it snowballs. And I think that for me is a great way to come up with creative ideas. Is to run ideas off of each other. And I think the reason it works is for a hackathon, there's no rules. Like no one's going to say, ah, that won't work or why would you want to do that?
And you're not constrained by a customer because it's not a customer saying, no, that's not what my customer, what we need.
Yes,
this
yes.
is just, it's just freestyle.
Yeah. And I mean, real life is full of constraints, but a hackathon, what's cool about it is you see what can happen if I remove all constraints and there's going to be a lot of weird ideas and there's going to be a lot of things that don't work, but just because your mindset is there's no constraints, I think you achieve a lot and creativity flourishes.
Does lack of sleep encourage creativity?
I don't know. I'm sitting here trying to think, how do I feel now? Do I feel very creative? I think what it does is you work together. That's what I just saw when I came out of the room. It's like the one guy is sitting and coding and the other guy is just watching over his shoulder. And because you're now two brains that are tired looking at this problem, it actually helps. So it's really, that's the one thing I can say about creativity. I don't know. I think I definitely need to be fresh.
Right.
For that juices to flow.
Last question before I let you go is, this is obviously something that couldn't happen during COVID. People couldn't get together, certainly couldn't spend 24 hours, you know, in the same room working together. How much has COVID impacted on development in a way? Innovation, not development, innovation.
Yeah, I think a lot. We have the saying here at Synthesis, like post-COVID, you know, what do you do at the office? What do you do at home? And what we came up with is the office is for inputs and home is for outputs. And that inputs is what I miss the most. And that's that exact snowball thing we were talking about earlier. When you want to be creative, you want to work off each other. And if you're not in a room with each other, and I think there's a lot of creativity that dies. You can't work together.
In other words, you get things done, you know, when you're sitting at home.
Yes.
You're productive, but you're not creative.
I think so. I think you're less creative.
Or less creative, rather.
There are some times where you're in the zone at home and that works for creativity, but you do need a mix, you know.
And there's less collaboration because a Zoom meeting or a Teams meeting online is very, very different.
Yeah.
And that's what I've noticed walking around here is that it's just not the same. I suppose you can't shoot somebody with a Nerf gun on a Zoom call, can you?
Yeah, you can only mute him. That's the worst you can do.
That's the best you can do.
I do miss that, yeah.
Yeah, when you're sitting in a room, you just want to mute somebody. Yeah, it is a bit of a problem. That's some of the things we'll miss about Zoom meetings. Tartu Plessis, it's absolutely incredible to see what you put together here. Well done. And we're going to be talking to some of the teams, getting a lot more information around it and see what comes out of it. Before I let you go, this prize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Lego. So this one is the Back to the Future Lego set. So I love what Lego's doing these days. They're taking like proper retro cool ideas and then they're creating toys for parents basically.
That is true because
pretty expensive.
I was just going to say because no parents buying this for their kids. Would you got to be mad?
Yeah.
Either way, it is the DeLorean. We're going to keep asking you questions. You'll answer them every time you get it right. If a question right, it'll go into a draw and we are going to, in fact, we're going to try and bring the prize a little bit earlier so that if you are in the area and you're able to join us, you can for the last short while.